Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 28th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. On Wednesday, the Federal Trade Commission sued to block Meta from purchasing Within, maker of the VR fitness app Supernatural. The FTC argues, letting Meta acquire Supernatural would combine the makers of two of the most significant VR fitness apps, thereby eliminating beneficial rivalry between Meta's Beat Saber app and Within's Supernatural app. Meta responded in a statement, "We are confident that our acquisition of Within will be good for people, developers, and the VR space." To address the chip shortage, the U.S. Senate passed a $52 billion Chips and Science Act of 2022. This CHIPS Plus bill would create the $52 billion fund for U.S.-based chip manufacturers like Intel, Texas Instruments, and Micron Technology. The funds are meant to aid the creation of more U.S.-based chip manufacturing, as well as encourage innovation. The bill is expected to get through the House before August recess. Twitter told TechCrunch they are testing adding a status to tweets with a group of users in the U.S. and Australia for a limited time. The test group can choose from select options like Picture of the Day, Shower Thoughts, AMA, Unpopular Opinion, and Current Status, but are not able to add any custom ones. Google showed off some Chromebook updates on Wednesday, one of which is a new video editor and movie maker for Google Photos, which will launch this fall. Videos can involve multiple clips, photos, a title card, and music. Users can also suggest clips and themes to the app for it to create a video for you based on the content. Google also announced it is delaying phasing out third-party cookies in Chrome, again, until the second half of 2024. Google first committed to ending third-party cookie support in Chrome in 2022, 2 years after the company began working on its privacy sandbox. Google's privacy sandbox VP Anthony Chavez said, "The most consistent feedback we've received is the need for more time to evaluate and test the new privacy sandbox technologies before deprecating third-party cookies in Chrome." Sony is testing new features in the latest PlayStation 5 beta software update, including the oft-requested 1440p resolution. The new 1440p option will be selectable for those with compatible TVs and monitors, but warns that variable refresh rate won't be supported outside of games running 1080p or 4K. The latest PS5 beta software also includes the ability to make up to 15 different game lists, with both physical and digital games, basically like a folder. And finally, this beta also adds more social options like improved notifications when joining a party, and you can share stickers and voice messages easier. This update will likely roll out to all PlayStation 5s in a few months. Rivian, the electric vehicle automaker, announced a layoff of 6% of its staff, dropping 800 of 14,000 people. The company states the decision will enable faster development on future versions of electric trucks and SUVs. Bloomberg notes Rivian lost $1.59 billion last quarter. An Australian judge fined Samsung $14 million Australian dollars, about $9.8 million American, in penalties for misleading phone advertisements for how water-resistant its smartphones are. Samsung Electronics Australia must also pay $200,000 Australian, approximately $140,000 American, to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission for costs of the investigation. The company has 30 days to pay the fines. Samsung admitted 9 ads between 2016 and 2018 promoted water resistance and suitability in swimming pools and seawater, but no warnings how charging the phones while the ports were still wet could cause damage. A Samsung statement reads, "The issue does not arise for Samsung's current phones." And the latest update for Steam added, totally out of left field, support for Nintendo Online Classic controllers. The Verge confirmed with Valve that this means the Switch-compatible controllers for NES, SNES, Nintendo 64, and Sega Genesis are now all compatible with Steam. These controllers, when in stock, can be purchased by Nintendo Switch Online members directly from Nintendo. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.